Today on the River Country Ag Show, we have Megan Allard, the Research Coordinator with SARDA Ag Research. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Erica.
We haven't spoke since 2021, so Happy New Year. What has SARDA been up to since you guys wrapped up harvest? I believe that's the last time we spoke.
So far for 2022, we have just been collecting some data on some of our trials, as well as just going over data and writing news articles and just preparations for this coming spring.
What's happening right now data-wise? You guys are wrapping up studies or commencing them?
This year we wrapped up one of our studies, actually a couple of them. We have the ultra early wheat trial that we have completed this year, and we also have the novelty crop sequencing trial as well.
Okay, and those will be released soon, or have they already been released?
The data for these trials will be released, I believe, by the end of March for the ultra early. But as for the novelty crop sequencing trial, I don't think it will be available until 2023.
Okay. Do you guys have any continuation of interesting data collection for the upcoming growing season?
For this year, we still have the canola seed size and depth trial that we talk quite a bit about at our field tours, as well as some of our newsletter articles.
Okay.
We also have the biostimulant trial too as well.
Is there any new things that you guys are starting this year?
Yes, for this year we have a maximizing barley yield trial. So this trial involves using growth regulators at certain crop stages to observe lodging and yield potential of a barley crop. We also have a couple of industrial hemp trials that we want to look at as well. One of them being using different pre-seed and in-crop herbicide applications on hemp, because there is a minimum amount of herbicides that can be used on hemp. We also are looking at industrial hemp fiber trial. With this trial, we are wanting to look at hemp fiber quality, yield, and seeding rates.
Okay, and you guys have done hemp in the past?
Yes, we've done hemp for the past 4 years now.
Okay, and I know it's not a huge thing up here in the Peace region to grow. Does it hold up fairly well with our seasons?
For fiber-wise, industrial hemp, it does do well up here just because we have the longer daylight hours compared to other regions in the province.
So I have seen that you guys are going to be doing some events. I believe there's also the AGM coming up in the near future. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, of course. So SARDA will be having their annual AGM in Drewville on March 2nd at 10 a.m. at the Esquire Hotel and Lounge. This event will be available in person, and registration will be mandatory due to COVID-19 restrictions, of course. So proof of vaccination or a valid negative COVID test will be required. Everyone is also able to register until February 25th. You can either register on our website at www.sarda.ca under events at the top of our page, or you can also call SARDA at 780-837-2900.
And are there any events that you guys are planning on holding in the near future, say spring?
We don't have any events coming up in the spring just because we are busy with seeding, but we do have Alberta Hemp Strategic Workshop event on February 17th at 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So the Canadian Hemp Trade Alliance will be hosting this event, and it will be an online attendance only. During the event, they will be discussing topics on strategy of hemp. This will include the market outlook or growth trajectories and the alliance's strategic market development plan. And you can register for this event on their website at www.hemptrade.ca. And the Alberta event will be at the bottom of their homepage, or you can also go to SARDA's website as well.
Okay. And just one of my last questions here. What is SARDA looking forward to doing in 2022? Is there any big plans or new research starting?
Well, we were hoping in 2022 we would be able to get started on some of our intercropping trials and carbon sequestration soil sampling as well. But I see for the intercropping, we'll be looking at 2023, I believe.
Okay. So just continuing on with what you guys have been doing in past years?
For 2023, we are looking at some different trials for the intercropping. So working with different ways of intercropping, so on just on how the rows are arranged, because from what we learned in past years, that mixed row cropping isn't the most ideal way to intercrop, and as well as different crop mixtures as well.
Well, thank you for talking with me today, Megan, from Sarda Ag Research. It was a pleasure. I love having you on.
Great. Thank you for having me, Erica.